welcome back to a Friday show, the 3rd of February, 2017. And we have Gary Richard Arnold here, who's going to be a regular fixture here in Nutra Medical Report. Amazing background in geopolitics, understanding the history of not only secret orders, but also of the background of politics. In fact, it's interesting, had an interesting discussion last night, which I want to expand on. My youngest son is a conservative of a type, and he mentioned that Gorsuch is, although he made these judgments over the Little Sisters and over Hobby Lobby, which is freedom of speech and freedom of religion, not to be forced to fund abortion, he's an Episcopalian, that they are, by and large as a group, they don't, quote, try to force their viewpoints, even over issues like abortion, on other people. Gary, I wonder if you have any background information on that, because one of the things that the, quote, the supporters of Donald Trump want is they want to strike down Roe versus Wade. Now, I was one of the first doctors trained in Canada in ultrasound. I'll give a little history. In 1974, I started becoming, a tutelage under Dr. McMillan, who is a senior radiologist doing the first research in North America at one of the main centers that's a sister university of Harvard in ultrasound. So I got trained to do ultrasound evaluations of hearts and abdomens and so on before the doctors in the country were certified. And what I learned is that if you had ultrasound as a standard of care at the time Roe versus Wade came in, it probably would not have passed, because it would have seen it's not a lump of tissue, it's not a part of the mother's body, it's a separate genetic entity. And in fact, at the third week, the heart is beating. At the sixth week, the nervous system is developed and it can feel pain. Some of the crazy statements that some of the so-called pro-abortionists put forward, and one of the things I get concerned about is when Christians say, I'm pro-life, but I'm not going to force my viewpoints on you. You have to understand, one of the things that I do admire Islam about, and there's very few, but there's several I do, and one is that they're pro-life, and they don't compromise. And I'm very concerned about the fact that this statement was made by my son, that maybe Episcopalians might tolerate pro-abortion stance and may not be supportive of the idea of striking down Roe versus Wade. We need to do this. And I'll tell you why we need to do it now, particularly, because we don't have a long window ahead of us. With the move toward carbon credits, with the move in the global movement of the United Nations and many nations pushing toward the so-called climate control issue, which is population control, the idea of controlling and literally outlawing wild human reproduction, especially in the third world that's expanding rapidly, the second and first world, maybe licensing reproduction, the idea that now with the CRISPR-Cas9 protocol, you can take a punch biopsy form and make a ova and sperm, so you don't even need to actually have men or women in order to make babies anymore. This is a very concerning thing. So we need to strike down Roe versus Wade before the human race gets disconnected from its genetic heritage of parents, grandparents, and even the idea of what race or what group you belong to, even if you're a mixture or a mutt, like most Americans. So what do you think, Gary? What's going on?
Right. Well, again, this is, you know, this is the goal of the Club of Rome and the Georgia Guidestones, and if you look at Bill Gates and Ted Turner and the rest of them, what they have to do, like what the propagandists do in order to create war, where they had cartoons and pictures of Germans bayoneting babies and cutting off women's breasts, what they're doing is to denigrate human life itself as just useless, you know, a body tissue. It's not a human. It's not a person. And this is part of the necessary portion, according to them, to eliminate the population of the earth. And of course, we see it extended and working through Planned Parenthood and scores of foundations and universities being the so-called right of women. I mean, they've really inverted it. They've brainwashed people to think that...
Let's call it the wrong of women. You know, people talk about rights. How about the wrongs? These wrongs, by the way, have a price to pay down the road. For example, down the road, the wrongs will result in at least three or four things.
I know they did cancer, and there's all kinds of things that happened to it. It's mental, right. It's physical.
Well, what happens is, let me give you the consequence of just abortion, because I've done papers and research on this and presented it to the Royal Commission in Canada back in 1992. Number one, they don't connect to their babies or their husband after they have an abortion. Most relationships break up. I don't know of either a marriage or a boyfriend-girlfriend that stays together after abortion. That's number one. Number two, they have increased risk of Asherman syndrome, and I can't tell you how many cases I've seen where a woman can't get pregnant, or she does, she gets an abnormal implantation of the placenta, so she has a risk of bleeding to death. Number three, if she has cancer while she has an abortion, the cancer explodes and kills her. I've actually personally seen cases where, you know, before I was pro-life, I advised them, hey, you better have an abortion because you're pregnant and you got cancer. The ones that did have the abortion died really fast. The ones that didn't, their immune systems were uber strong and they survived. So you got to understand here what's going on. Now, those are the near consequences. The distant consequences are this. In the future, the globalists don't want a lower class. They want to get rid of 90% of the world population. They want to replace them with drone cyborgs that are part human, part robot. They want to have a sexless society where basically, like the United Nations has 34 different designations for sexual orientation. Here in California, as an example, they're preparing, using this laboratory in California, to say if you have a child that's 4 or 5 years of age in preschool, they can decide their sexual orientation. They can go through sexual change surgery and hormone therapy in California, and they can insert them into class and have to force the other children to accept them and whatever sex they're assigned to. And the wacky...
Yeah, we see Hollywood and, you know, the TV and everybody pushing this. There's an organization out here called Triangles, and they bring them into grade schools, and it's run by the, you know, the homosexuals,
now,
pedophiles, and other groups in trying to... to brainwash, to stem the reproduction ability of the population.
Now, you have to understand that the globalists are not pro-homosexual, pro-trans, pro-whatever. And even people, Trump says, look, you know, we don't want you to die because Muslims want to kill you or throw you out the 11th floor window in Saudi Arabia, right, in Riyadh. The issue is the globalists want to cut off reproduction except for the elite classes. Just like the movie Gattaca. Only the elite can actually reproduce. They use genetic and cybernetic enhancement to make the elite literally superhumans that live for extended lifespans. And the rest of them are drone classes which have non-extended lives, maybe shortened lives. So you live 40 years and then you pop off. And they want everybody to be chipped and tracked and so on. And in fact, you want to have what's called a tracker chip that can track you down to a cubic meter. And actually, if they want to hit a death sequence, they can and you die. So people say, no, that won't happen. That dark future can't happen. I can guarantee you 93% of abortions in the world are female. And what I'm concerned about is we have a last chance here to get rid of abortion. Now, I'll tell you why. I talked and got communicated many years ago to a San Antonio doctor, an obstetrician, who figured out a way of putting a valve through the belly button that could make a girl never get pregnant unless she turned the valve back on. It also would never get a pelvic inflammatory disease, so she couldn't get chlamydia, gonorrhea, or anything else to destroy her pelvis and her ability to get pregnant. That's really good. Now, what happens, though, and this is really concerning, is people don't understand. Women have the right to be sterile. They do not have a right to abortion. As soon as they do, a generation or two hence, we won't need women. They've been doing research in artificial uteri to grow fetuses since the 1970s in the University of Palma in Italy and here at George Washington University in the U.S. and others.
And well, it's one of the reasons Rockefeller praised Mao Zedong. It was the most successful revolution, you know, in the world, creating a community of spirit, meaning the spirit of the community is embedded with the state. But what they ended up doing, the consequence and the design, was to have the families kill a woman child because they could only have one child. So they wanted somebody that...
Well, right now we have 125 million excess males in China. And they have to go outside of China to, you know, to Malaysia and elsewhere, to Palestine, to actually get a bride. And if you're wealthy enough, which means you have to have pretty good wealth in order to be able to do so. So the population is, in a sense, reaching what's called a geoclimatic disaster zone, where you have all these excess males. In fact, Mao Zedong said in this Little Red Book that, literally quoting out of Revelation 9, I can raise an army of 200,000, which is the 200 million army of Revelation. Now, people say, well, that can't happen, that can't happen. Well, what's going on is 93% of abortions worldwide are female. They're not Down syndrome, they don't trisomy 18, they're not some other fragile X syndrome or other disorder. They're female, period. If you can go down the street in Toronto, Ontario, or in Vancouver, Canada, or Montreal, and you can find some guy, usually they're like an Indian that they're trying to get rid of the females, or they're Chinese, And you can find someone that'll do an ultrasound. They're certified too, and they'll probably be able to bill your health insurance card in Canada. And they'll determine if there's a handle there or not. Now, they can miss it to make a mistake, but it doesn't matter. They just go ahead and do it. Just the same way as they often make mistakes whether a child has Down syndrome based on nuchal thickening or endocardial cushion defect. So what people don't understand, there's a consequence, there's a price to be paid for doing these things. Now, the left doesn't understand they're being manipulated. And I said this with Jim Fetzer on Monday. And this is also part of the problem that we have, what I call a full-bore theocracy. And I'm concerned about this. I want to have the law of Roe versus Wade struck down, and I want to have a Judeo-Christian culture, because Islam does not mix with our culture, period. Now, there's a remote possibility it might, over a century or so, gradually, if we can do three things. We have to convince them, number one, to turn their bad guys, which is against their culture and their law. It's called Takiyah Maruna, not to integrate with our culture. Even if you're a doctor and engineer, you don't turn in the bad guys in your church or your mom that's telling you to go and tell your sons to go and blow themselves up and kill people in the shopping mall. And we've had Bill Warner on. In fact, we went over his 92 questions the other day and explained how dangerous this is. That was on Wednesday. What people should start to grasp is Donald Trump is very pragmatic. The Europeans aren't. They've got their geopolitical leftist head so far up their butt they can't see daylight. And the problem is they don't understand the left and the right, by the way, are being manipulated. More so the left, but they're both being manipulated toward this end, because once you set up the dialectic of conflict, you can have either a full-bore theocracy where you have, for example, a future president that decides to walk lockstep with a future or this pope that wants to enforce what's called a global world religion. And now you've got a globalist theocracy enforcing a globalist Gaia worship that's really toxic and certainly not Christian. On the other hand, you want to have a Christian and Judeo-Christian supportive, which is what the original intention of the Constitution was. Separation of church and state was not to separate them so they're two separate entities. It was to protect the church from the state. But they had no conception of the idea you'd have a toxic pseudo-religion called Islam or any other cult that would try to come into your country and actually replace your culture and your constitution with Sharia law. So I do have a couple of concerns. I want to make sure that this appointee, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by the way, is on her last. She's showing signs that her health is going to take her out here probably this year. So we're probably going to get a second appointee. Do you have any concerns over Gorsuch and his Episcopalian background, that he might be, a kind of a stealth candidate that may not support Roe versus Wade? Because I don't think people understand the consequences here. If you're pro-women, you better damn will be pro-anti-abortion, because a generation from now, women will be irrelevant. Believe it or not, they think, no, they'll always need women. Not. In fact, they'll want a sexless drone that's been cybernetically enhanced and is part of a matrix, almost like, the Star Trek thing about all these clones that come in here. And if you think they can't do this, you're an idiot, because they can't. And I'm also concerned
about the research I've done on John Roberts before he was appointed showed clearly that he was a vassal of the New World Order with his law firms and everything. I haven't had the time to go into Gorsuch as much as John Roberts. But what I like so much about your program is it's not the typical neocons. I think one of the biggest things standing in our way is the neutralization of the people and the public, the people that care about the Constitution. It's the Rush Limbaughs who's a protege of Skull and Bones, William Buckley, or Glenn Beck, or Medved, whose parents were communists. They are still connected. They will never mention the Council on Foreign Relations or Bilderberger or the intentions.
And by the way, these people, just like the devil,
sounds knee-jerk to conservatives or Americans or libertarians.
And by the way, there could be a very smooth transition to
the conspiracy. And this goes for the Luce Institute, which has like people like Ann Coulter and some of these other people that show up on Fox all the time. They do
right.
Not
a lot of these people, by the way, they grasp the right side of this, and I want to explain this, and so people can get grasp it. Right now, we have a man Donald Trump, who in the past had potty mouth, obviously he has a little bit of Asperger syndrome. He has made some statements that are pretty inflammatory toward women in the past, although I know he hasn't followed through in action because he's a bit of a bombast, okay? He is a baby Christian, but, you know, and although in some of his speeches, which are speech written for him, he really talks about the Bible as being like a coffee table thing rather than something like, I'm going to quote a specific scripture. Whoever's writing his speeches now is inserting God a lot because he knows his base is Christians. That's how he got elected, is evangelicals. Now, the problem with evangelicals and Christians is a lot of time they think, well, now that we've got our guy in there, we're fine. You have to understand, if he moves to the point where he starts to enforce almost like a theocracy specific things, a future president might grasp that and use it to enforce things that are pretty toxic. I'll give an example, and this may offend some people, but they have to understand it. There's a lot of conservative Catholics that adhere to the old doctrines, which I don't necessarily all agree with, but they're not dangerous, okay? They're Christians. Like transubstantiation and all the other stuff. To me, that's like, so what? But the issue that's really dangerous is this current pope and his policies toward creating Chrislam, which is Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Going out a mountain a few years ago, the previous pope, Pope Benedict, actually had a ceremony looking down over Bethlehem and actually declaring with these different imams, priests, and rabbis that he was going to fuse all these religions together, and not only fuse these three major Abrahamic religions together, but fuse all religions to one full faith. Now, if you don't understand that a theocratically tilting presidency over maybe 8 years or 12 years could well lay the groundwork for a theocratic superstate that will enforce belief systems in a global new world religion. Now, it's one thing to pass...
Well, if you look at the... there's so many examples of that, such as the Unification Church that the Moonies were under. In fact, George Bush, Skull and Bones, spoke before their groups various times. It was generated out of South Korea. You look right at the New Agers with Rajesh, how they took over some local...
Well, the head of the United Nations is a Moonie, okay? I mean, you have to understand this. These globalists will use the left and right, just like it says in the Bible, that Satan will transform himself to an angel of light. So,
right, it was the Council of Churches and the Federal Council of Churches that you had the founder, one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations, John Foster Dulles. And, they're the ones advocating for world government, front page in the 40s,
right,
before the end of World War II, and how we had to have a UN army and a one world government. And the Unitarians also are pretty much like that. They want to combine and wrap all religions together. And the head of the Unitarian Association at the turn of the last century was William Howard Taft. Again, Skull and Bones. You can always trace it back to these people that are manipulating and branding people under behavioral reactions rather than thinking. And that's what's so bad about the neocons are doing the worst job are the pretend conservatives that won't get into the background and the wiring. They are more dangerous to us than the overt people on the streets because they're preventing the reaction, our reaction, so we can't cure and take control of our government once again.
For example, you'll see under a neocon presidency, George Bush Jr., George Bush Sr., in a sense, remember now, both Bill and Hillary Clinton have been CIA agents even before his first term in office. People need to know that. So what we have is that the powers that be will use the left or the right. As I said to Jim Fetzer, they don't want real simple solutions. For example, when we talk about the state of Israel, why don't they make Palestine a province, give them some provincial control over their territory, have them national issues where they can vote on, make a province for specific Jews and territories and areas over holy sites that's their province in a sense. But no, they don't want that solution because even Truman suggested that years ago. And the same way with the church, if we let the church try to take over everything, it'll be very toxic.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. You know, the devil is the master of the Hegelian dialectic, and it says in the Bible that be not surprised that the Satan himself can transform to an angel of light. I don't want to see America become a full-force theocracy, but the original intention to separate church and state was to protect the church from the state and also from external entities that come in and try to replace the church, because the Constitution is based on Judeo-Christian ethics, not Muslim ethics, not Satanic ethics. In fact, it's based on ancient Judeo-Christian ethics, not even the modern so-called Jewish church, which believes in the Zohar and the Sefer Zaira, which are plainly satanic documents. See, I remember talking to a rabbi I wanted to learn this years ago, a rabbi from New York who went through 8 years of a yeshiva in New York. Very smart guy, young fellow. And I said, I want to learn Hebrew, and I want to speak, you know, Hebrew really well. And I said, look, I'm a blood descendant of Moses, and our family were Maronite Christians since, you know, 2,000 years ago. He said, well, I'm going to show you respect, Eagle. Because you're a Hebrew descendant, I'm going to tell you straight up, we're closer to Harry Potter, and we are wizards and warlocks in your words, were actually Satanists. Okay? And he told me this straight up. He said, you have to understand, if I teach you Hebrew, you have to understand that we're summoning demonic entities, we're mastering the occult. We're like wizards and warlocks. I said, you got to be kidding. I said, no, no. He said, I'll tell you straight up so you won't discover this years later and find, oh my gosh, how did I know this? The people don't understand 1,300 years of Judaism in Babylon transformed it from an ancient Hebrew faith into a satanic faith, and they fully absorbed all of the ancient pagan worship, which is why it was easy for King Balan of the Khazars to actually absorb and become Jews, because their belief systems were virtually identical to the Thalic worshiping ancient people of Balan of the Khazars, which make up, by the way, 98% of the population of Israel, that are the leaders of the country, that are not genetically Hebrews. It turns out 87% of the population of the Palestinians are genetically ancient Hebrews, but they were put to the sword, killed if they didn't submit to Islam because they were kafirs, and if they converted, then they were kept alive, which is why the modern Palestinians don't understand their ancient Jews and Hebrews, and the current Jews in the state that are in running, like Bibi Netanyahu, are not genetically Jews at all. Now, I don't care about that, because if they were adhering to the faith of ancient Israel, it wouldn't matter to me if they're Mongolian or Japanese. It doesn't matter to me a whit. In fact, the Falaza Jews of Ethiopia probably adhere more to the ancient rites and views, which is why they were persecuted in Israel, including even this research where they were irradiated, their children, to so-called, they call them the ringworm kids. And I've talked about this with Barry Chamish, where they actually took kids that recently emigrated to Israel and blasted them with radiation, supposedly to try to treat ringworm, but in actual fact, they were trying to make them brain damaged and make them sterile so they would never reproduce inside Israel because they were having good-sized families. Now, there is still a remnant of Ethiopian Jews in Israel, and their food is really good. I watched the foodie show last night about it. But the fact is, I know some background facts. My family were from Lebanon. We go back thousands and thousands of years. And the people have to understand what's really going on in Israel is pretty disgusting. And Israel, by the way, has at least received a notice, stop building in these so-called occupied territories. What they need to do is set up a province for the Palestinians, set a province for Christian Arabs, because the largest group of people in Israel are Arab Christians, and Russians who actually have converted to become Messianic Christians, many of them were at least partially genetically Jews or Khazars. I don't care what nationality they are. It's their belief systems, and Netanyahu and Lieberman are CFR members and globalists. They're not pro-Israel. They could care less whether it puts the whole population in danger of being annihilated. They have a goal, and people have to know these goals are pretty noxious and dangerous. And that's why I'm concerned that even some of the actions that Donald Trump are doing now seem pretty nascent. But I'm concerned that, you know, I want, Roe versus Wade struck down, but I do not want to see America turn into a theocracy. Because it'll be a theocracy that melds the Vatican, Islam, and some form of noxious Christianity together into a global religion, and we can force it on the world. What do you think?
I'm really concerned about Trump's appointment to the United Nations. She's kind of taking off on her own with attacks against Russia. And
yeah, I heard that, United and that Nations. Doesn't make sense to me. I wonder why she's doing that.
Yeah.
We come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something, and I want to get your opinion on it. I just got this notice that Trump's new religious freedom executive order is just short of awesome, a little short of awesome, they say. Now, I want to read a little bit of this. It tells us the entire government is respecting federal statutes and Supreme Court decisions that make clear the free exercise of religion applies to all people of all faiths, in all places and all times, that it's not merely the freedom to worship. It notes that religious organizations, including all organizations operated by religious principles, not just houses of worship or charities, and it follows the Religious Freedoms Restoration Act as saying that religious exercise includes all aspects of religious observance and practice, not just those absolutely required by a faith. It instructs all agencies of the federal government to the greatest extent practicable and permitted by law to reasonably accommodate the religion of federal employees as required by Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Now, you know, there's some side effects of some of these things that they're putting through. As I brought on, for example, on the program over the number of years, you know, Walid Shabbat and his son Theodore from Shabbat, S-H-O-E-B-A-T.com, and he was a Palestinian terrorist and a Muslim who became converted to Christianity, who married an American and moved to America and had their son, who's also a Christian, says that Islam is 86% a mind control system and a geopolitical system and only 14%, quote, a pseudo-religion. Islam is completely incompatible with integration with Western culture, even if they are, quote, moderate Muslims, because they tolerate extreme Islam within their own culture and won't turn them in, which is why 160 imams in Houston alone were fired within a week because they agreed with Donald Trump about extreme vetting. That's only extreme vetting because they knew that if a large enough amount of terrorism occurred, Americans would demand that the vast majority of Muslims would be shoved into the very large now existing civil detention camps. So I don't think, and I don't want them shoved into civil detention camps, but I want them, not just the ones that are coming into the country, but every Muslim too goes through a vetting process to indicate if they are going to integrate into our culture. I don't want to see ghettos and no-go zones arise like in Paris or other places like where the shopping center in Sweden where you can't go there because these thug teenagers and young 20-year-old Muslims have now taken over the shopping center, one of the most popular ones in their capital. So what, you know, can you have any concerns sort of like I do that things can go too far? And then we also have other things happening, like you mentioned just before the break, about this new appointee to the United Nations kind of running off on her own against Russia. I mean, does he have control over his people? Is he going to maintain some kind of decorum? Is there a consequential overall plan that's going to keep everybody on a short chain? What's going on?
Yeah, I think that's a problem because he does have a lot of people. A lot of them are capable, and I guess he's hoping or expecting them to behave. I hope she's one of the ones he fires because I think she was out there, but he's got to do it with such decorum that it doesn't...
Yeah, well first off, Russia, I'm going to just lay this all out. It says in the book of Ezekiel 38 and 39, I'm against you, Gog, which is actually a name of someone descended from Hebrew descent, like Bob, if you want to call it non-modern terms, chief prince or king of Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh, which actually is in Hebrew, which is part of the Vilna Gaon that they sing at the top of Masada when they get their wings. And everybody knows, any Jew knows, any rabbi knows, these three terms, Meshech, Tubal, and Rosh, right in Ezekiel, refers to Moscow, Tobolsk, which are grandsons of Noah, and Rosh means Russia, period, okay? So people need to grasp that Russia isn't our buddy. There's someone we can collaborate with and someone we can kind of do some things like get rid of extreme Islam because they have to deal with Chechen rebels, which are blue-eyed, light-skinned terrorists, Muslims in Chechnya. But we have to also understand that Russia is not our friend. Okay? And on the one hand, on the other hand, we have to also realize that Vladimir Putin, the best way to describe him is like a mob boss. He takes a cut of everything that goes on in Russia, even though their economy is crappy. So he's worth $40 billion shoved in Western banks. Okay? So we need to know what Russia is with the oligarchs and with these leaders. He's a former KGB. We have to understand that there were people trying to kill Putin, but Putin killed them back. I mean, there's a long list of people who died of polonium and other means that probably a lot of them tried to kill Putin because he's had at least 12 attempts to assassinate him. But a lot of these people, opposition, they just disappeared or died in violent and ugly deaths.
Yeah, I think that's a good description. And dictators on the left and right, they're all doing the same things. They've got their stash in the islands or Panama or Switzerland.
Right,
yeah,
you got to understand it. Yeah,
it seems to be the going trend, and they're not unaware of their responsibility either.
I don't think that Trump is unaware of that. So I want to get your analysis. On the one hand, we don't want to be overt, but we do want to lay the line in the sand to say, listen, Mr. Putin, it's unacceptable what you're doing. For example,
exactly.
On one hand, we are doing orange revolutions. And in fact, we had a State Department person boasting we spent $5 billion since the mid-80s to try to do an orange revolution in Ukraine. Now, Russia is obviously, and for justifiable reason, ticked off when all of a sudden we have NATO allies, including Georgia, with a Thai-eating Shashka Veli drug addict in Georgia, And, of course, the Rokai Tunnel is where a lot of the oil comes through Georgia from Russia and goes to Ukraine and on to the ports that actually bring it into Europe.
Right. Well, you had Victoria Nuland and McCain and other people in the Ukraine there. And Victoria Nuland's the wife of the co-founder of the Project for a New American Century. And,
right.
Again, you talked to Lieberman earlier. Lieberman's a part of that and part of the secret society. So this all ties together. And you're looking also in the news where, you know, Graham and that left-wing Republican senator from Alaska and a few others.
Right.
I could see when they get this thing geared up or if they can get a false flag, a few of these Republican senators moving over to the Democratic side to make a majority. But it's a real tug of war. The people might not that elected them might not like that either. So
if you go to the Zoom,
we're in the rocket that's going to the moon and it's shaking like crazy to break the sound barrier, and it might blow up, or hopefully it'll
break
the sound barrier.
It's a control vibration. I'll give you an example. The best way to describe what's going on with our world politics, if you go to the zoo, and there's a piece of concrete, and you're seeing a snake going across from one area to the snake pit, and as it crosses, you see it pushing against itself on the concrete to move forward. That's what our political system does. It's moving toward a dialectical point of accomplishment using both left and right.
Yeah, and as before the break you were talking, and I think what they want chaos, because chaos is the energy, the engine, just like pistons go in opposite directions, in order to turn the shaft, they're doing the same thing, and they need people on both sides,
not only
for the propulsion, but so that they control both sides.
Guess who invented this dialectic system? You know what his name was in the Bible?
Lay it on me.
Nimrod. It says Nimrod was a great man and with the face of God. In other words, he got his face right in God's face. And what he would do is he'd actually send his rabble in to kind of persecute, kill, and otherwise rob towns or cities. And then he'd send his own army and said, hey, if you make me emperor of your town or city, I will protect you, and get rid of his own rabble. So you got to understand, just like America sends his special forces or supports ISIS and ISIL, like Erdogan's even stated, I have video and photographic evidence that America is directly supporting ISIS and ISIL. And Erdogan only wakes up when he realizes that he's under threat from ISIS, where he's a Muslim and ISIS is going to take him out. Especially
after one of the good things about the Trump, pulling back the suppression of churches, I think is really important, because that has been really a chokehold. The IRS has always gone after the fundamentalists, independent churches.
And they're able to make statements now. Because when I go to a church, I ask them, like North Coast Church, I said, can you talk about prophecy or about current policy? Oh, no, we don't do that. We're just the welcoming committee. I think you got to be kidding. They're afraid of losing their grants, their 501c status. As Trump pulls us back, it may be really good, because Christians need to stop being quiet.
And the other thing that drives these local council and national council of churches are such as like the Unitarians, which are basically the safe house, for communist Marxists for years. Armin Hammer was going to the one in Santa Monica, and Jane Fonda and the rest of them, the L.A. Unitarian Church down there, you could just go through it and pull out an Appendix 9, and, a third of them were communists. And also Saul Alinsky's set up a series under his Industrial Areas Foundation called COPA. And they have these things, throughout the area. And then we have the soft control under Rick Warren's purpose-driven churches, because, there's so many good people, even in the Unitarian churches that I've met, that are, doing what they think is right. In many instances, they're fed by...
Let me make a bold statement here, which is probably going to shock people, but, I like to shock people. I'd like to get my paddles ready in 400 joules, put on either temple. I make a bet that when Bill Clinton made the statement that even during the time when he was the governor of Arkansas and in his first presidency and Hillary was heading off every month to her, quote, church in Los Angeles, I'll bet it was some form of, quote, Christian church tied with people like Saul Alinsky. That it wasn't just a typical, quote, hey, there's a coven, you can go outside and you can see, witches' brooms hanging from the rafters and other things. I'll bet it was one of these type of so-called pseudo-Christian churches. She calls herself a Christian. And believe me, as I said in many times, even when I go and visit churches, I said, you know, the reason why the doors of the church are heavy is to make sure Satan can't get out. And the reason why, you know, nice and heavy doors, huh, to make sure Satan can't get out, pretty funny, eh? And then, even in America, Satan is a Christian. It's scary stuff. Because they've labeled everything. Okay, now, what I'm concerned about is I want to see freedom of the churches so they can make their statements and so on and stop Roe versus Wade and come out and be activists so we can say Merry Christmas and so on. But it means we also have to stop being uber-tolerant of Islam or uber-tolerant of what I call satanic Judaism. You know, if you actually read their documents in the Sefer Yetzirah and the Zohar, which we have when we bring on Tex Mars, you better be sitting down because you're going to get explosive diarrhea and vomiting because it's going to be, oh, my God, I can't believe this is real.
Let me remind you of this with that Chicago Network with Alinsky. It was Marshall Field that sat on Saul Alinsky's board. Also, that's where Obama was generated and put together in a Frankensteinian way to be a tool for the New World
Right,
Order.
Right, well, look at the church you belong to in Chicago. You can't in
also,
any way...
Weinstein, yeah. Weinstein founded the New American Movement that put out a series of papers throughout the California called The Good, you know, it was In These Times what it came from, but in Santa Cruz it was The Good Times, and up and down the state it had different names, and it was hardcore communist stuff in which Hugh DeLacy, the espionage agent that Leon Panetta collaborated with long before Soviet spy rings, was active in. And, of course, Leon Panetta is a player, together with Napolitano, in order to shake California loose as a separate Chinese communist extension of their colonization and power. But it's tied together. The, you know, the Chinese communists were totally surrounding Leon Panetta and multiple people. It's a person up here that's the chairman of the Board of Supervisors and chairman of AMBAG, which is a regional agency, received right. thousands of dollars from a Chinese communist double agent. But all this information is up here, and we've got Bill Gates that controls all three newspapers in this district and other ones up and down the state. He bought them through his foundation. Right. These foundations are the money distributing area for the world government. Now, I don't know how many good people are left in the CIA.
They announced them as the first trillionaire, too.
Taken.
Yeah. Yeah, so what you're saying basically...
But there are people right now that are arrestable either through a state attorney general or the federal government. That's why we need to get our attorney general confirmed ASAP.
Right. People don't understand that what Trump is doing is he's going beyond the left-right dialogue. He's pragmatic, and he's looking at this realistically. And people like this, we need a realistic viewpoint about Putin. We need a realistic viewpoint about the Chinese, too. The Chinese double track it. We want to be your best friend, but we're your worst enemy. You know, if you mess with us, we're setting up these islands in the South China Sea. We're going to take you out. And then they move their nuclear arms at the Russian-Chinese border so they can target U.S. Cities. After they get the targeting information and technology through Lockheed Martin or Sputnik, through a London company, that was set up during the Clinton era for part of the LEO satellite system called Iridium. And we transferred technology so China and Russia had accurate long-range nuclear weapons targeting, which they didn't have before. They couldn't hit the broadside of a continent. But now the Chinese do, just like they transferred during the Clinton era, supercomputer technology as well to the Chinese. And this was not
The internationalists, through the Chinese, are picking up, you know, even more totally, the movie industry in Hollywood. And they've done the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at the New York Times with Carlos Slim owning the majority, or the most, not the majority, but the largest share of the New York Times, or Wall Street Journal.
Right, and, exactly. So they got these globalists that are outside the country, or even inside, like Gates. And Gates, you know,
and the Chinese are coming in having their babies like crazy and buying into various businesses.
Let me give you the background to that. And I have my sister's husband is from Shenzhen, China. They killed all their relatives, shot them in the back of the head because they were bankers in Shenzhen during the revolution. They were smart people. And his mother actually swam across Kowloon Bay to Hong Kong. And
wow.
This is a realistic thing that really happened. what's really going on in China, and this is why the wealthy have moved in advance, knowing in advance, the British gave them advance notice to get their wealth and their material and their gold and everything to Taiwan out of China before they swept in with British-made arms to give to Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong, just like the revolution in Russia, the revolution in China was completely a British operation. People need to know that. British, okay?
Right. Well, again, it was George Marshall that disarmed the nationalist Chinese to make sure that Mao would take over. And it was, you know, the Institute for Pacific Relations, which was funded by Rockefeller, that was instrumental in the overthrow. In fact, it was Joe McCarthy that was going after the Institute for Pacific Relations, which included Frederick Field and George Marshall and Philip Jessup. Philip Jessup's son, by the way, has worked with Jeb Brugman. Jeb Brugman was the person who conceived Local Agenda 21 and ICLEI, which is a front for the World
right.
Bank.
Now here's the background of the Chinese policy. They went from a one-child policy to a two. But if you have a third child, you get pregnant, they will apprehend you and abort you even if it causes your death or you bleed to death or become permanently sterile, and they'll kill your baby right up to the moment of delivery. Okay? What they also do, and people need to grasp this, in China, they've limited that the second child doesn't necessarily get citizenship. If you're a member of the Chinese Communist Party, even at a lower level, you can get citizenship. But if you're not a member of the party, you have to go to like places like Chino, California to deliver. So your child is an American. And this is not a minor thing. And America has tolerated this for a long time. They bring entire aircrafts of pregnant Chinese women into California to be birthed in America.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Mm-hmm.
And welcome back. And Gary, we need to get you back on next week. So we're opening up lots of cans of worms here. I just show concerns, you know, when I see, I want to know if the background of this Gorsuch is actually going to do a over-conservative thing like strike down Roe versus Wade, because I could see the future of the human race being disconnected sometime in the next 5 to 20 years. Things are going to happen. If the globalists get Agenda 2030, in which the Pope and Obama supports, and possibly a future president, things are going to get pretty ugly, which means wild reproduction, normal family life will end, and genetic engineering of the human race from the state will take over. As well, the idea of an uber-religion that controls everything from a theocratic, now mutated state could occur inadvertently from some of the actions that Trump's doing now that go too far or results in it going from being a freedom for religion to speak to a forced acceptance of all religions, which becomes very toxic. That's concerning too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Again, with this Red Chinese stuff, you know, with this Institute for Pacific Relations, in 1942, Philip Jessup recommended 30 individuals that were later identified as communist secret agent part of the communist secret agent apparatus, according to the committee's counsel, Robert Morris.
Right.
But to have his son working hand-in-hand with this Jeb Rugman to pull in, you know, the ICLEI and Agenda 21 is just amazing. Again, Leon Panetta was supporting, was co-chairman in what's called California Forward, and they've just expanded it to 50 states. So it's now, you know, a global 50. And he's standing there at the platform, and he's connected with Hugh DeLacy. And I look back when
the platform, you mean
Senator
the platform
Joseph
of inauguration?
McCarthy defeated Senator Robert LaFollette. And it turns out at least four staff members working on behalf of the KGB were part of the the counsel for the committee, including John Apt and Charles Kramer. Now, John Apt is one of the connections and one of the persons that Hugh DeLacy went to communist China to visit. So this is all very active. It's
but
still
by
the
platform,
same.
But Gary, by the platform, we're going a little fast here. You're talking about the platform of the inauguration of Donald Trump. Is that what you're saying?
No, this was the a network of of people that are using this overthrow, this color revolution, and the one
of the
persons
color revolution
that should
is
be
going on in America.
Leon Panetta. He's in it up to his neck and has sent military and policy information to Hugh DeLacy. So I mean, there's treasonous crimes. These people like Soros and Panetta and Governor Brown and other people can be arrested for. They are committing treason as we talk.
Right. Yeah, so in other words, what you're seeing is a number of people that need to be arrested by Trump and his surrogates, his people. We need to also make certain that what we do is we don't kind of make a blanket acceptance of Islam. When I hear that we're not doing a Muslim ban, that concerns me. We don't want to do a Muslim ban. We want ultra-vetting not only of Muslims, but all people. In fact, the question list that we talked about with Bill Warner, I want to expand. So if we have Russians that are part of a drug cartel, we want to make sure they can't come in here either. People need to realize it's not just them, it's groups all over, but the largest group that's dangerous to us culturally and otherwise is Islam. 9.7 million here, and if it continues in Europe, there'll be a Muslim state within 5 to 10 years.
Well, this is like a communist war. It's like the communists were recruited all over the world to fight Franco. Well, right now, we have communists all over the world entering the United States for the overthrow of the United States. We should have a ban on immigration for 3 years minimum until we, you know, arrest the traitors and steady the ship.
Yeah, I think there's something like that needs to happen. You're right. It makes sense.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.